AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he's not happy with the Iran nuclear talks, but will wait to see what happens in further rounds. As tensions rise between Iran and the U.S., the president was asked about the risk of a long, drawn-out conflict in the Middle East.
I guess you could say there's always a risk. You know, when there's war, there's a risk in anything, both good and bad. We've had tremendous luck with myself, Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, everything's worked out.
Nuclear talks continue.
It'd be wonderful if they'd negotiate really in good conscience, good faith and conscience, but they are not getting there.
The State Department says Secretary of State Marco Rubio will make a quick trip to Israel early next week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has long urged tougher U.S. action against Iran. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem has implemented authorized departure status for non-essential personnel and family members. Former President Bill Clinton started his congressional deposition on Jeffrey Epstein today in New York, saying he did nothing wrong with Epstein. Clinton's name is mentioned in the Epstein files. He told lawmakers by the time the abuse came to light with the 2008 guilty plea, he had long stopped associating with Epstein. California Democrat Ro Khanna is on the House Oversight Committee.
Let's be real. We are talking to the wrong president today. President Trump is the one who has not released 2.5 million files. President Trump is the one who is blocking our investigation. President Trump is the one who wants this to go away.
Clinton also said he likely won't recall the specifics of events from more than 20 years ago. Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal prosecutors have indicted 30 more people tied to a protest at a Minnesota church over an immigration enforcement crackdown. Mexico's president reassured FIFA the country can safely host the World Cup this summer after deadly cartel violence this week. A powerful drug lord was killed. This is AP News. There is a change of Israel policy regarding aid groups in Gaza.
Israel's top court has moved to allow international aid groups to keep operating in the Gaza Strip and other Palestinian territories, while Israel's strikes have killed more people across the war-torn enclave. The Supreme Court's order, which followed a petition from 17 aid groups, effectively halted an earlier Israeli government decision that barred aid groups for refusing to comply with Israel's new rules. Israel had announced it would ban 37 aid groups by March 1 for not abiding by rules introduced that require aid groups to register names and provide details on funding and operations. The groups view the rules as invasive and arbitrary and say the ban would hinder critical assistance to people. Israel says that the new measures are necessary to ensure armed groups do not infiltrate humanitarian organizations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.